And we want to apologize to correct that it was District 2 that Rancho Cucamonga and Alta Loma are in. Today we are looking at District 3. And so that is Big River and Daggett, the two cities that we're going to pray about. Dawn Rowe is the 3rd District County Supervisor. She was the keynote speaker at this year's National Day of Prayer breakfast held in May. Under her leadership, the board authorized Operation Consequences that we've been discussing through the local news. And we also mentioned that what the sheriff had brought about that and in his report for last year, or at least the team of them, which is the initiative focusing on curbing violent crime, disrupting and dismantling criminal street gangs, and illegal trafficking of firearms. The district has many communities in the southeastern portion of the county that spreads out over 10,000 square miles. Dawn Rowe was also a strong proponent of Operation Hammerstrike, which targeted illegal cannabis farms that were devastating desert communities. So, Father, we lift up District 3. We thank you that Dawn Rowe is leading it and that she is a believer. We thank you that she has been involved with helping initiatives like Operation Hammerstrike and Operation Consequences. We pray, God, that this district will continue to see a decrease in crime and an increase in criminals being found before they commit it. We pray for continued methods and processes and ways for these criminals to get off the streets and being transformed by the gospel. We ask, God, that you would look over all these smaller locations. There's many rural communities in District 3 that are hard to find and are hidden, where many criminals use that as a place to hide what they think is unseen. So we pray, Father, that the law enforcement will be able to find them, and it will be decreased. We lift up Big River, located near Colorado River on the west side, and they also have connections with the Indian Tribes Museum and other recreational things, a place that a lot of people go to enjoy the river. We pray, Father, for their, and they're on the border of California, Arizona, and states, and the county of San Bernardino and La Paz in Arizona. But their overall crime grade is D-, and we pray that improves. And its theft is 24%, which is very high, 7% burglary. It could be because there are some homes that are left alone, maybe like Airbnbs and that sort of thing. But we do pray, God, that whatever is going on, and there is issues on the river. There have been many accidents, people drinking and driving a boat, which is against the law. And so we pray, Father, for these types of things to be curbed and stopped. But mostly, we pray for Big River to experience a growth in their churches and a growth in people receiving and hearing the gospel. And we pray, God, that more churches will rise up and intercede and that they would see reformation in their community and with tourism. We lift up Daggett, located in the Mojave Desert between the 40 and Route 66, about 10 miles from Barstow. It was a railroad and supply hub and nearby Calico mining camps. We pray for the young family that lost their 4-year-old in a horrible crash on a highway near there. We really pray for this community where their overall crime grade is F. They have 3 major issues. We pray for the 11% assault, that it would decrease in the mighty name of Jesus. 45% theft, which is extremely high, that it too would decrease. And 9% burglary high. Whatever is the cause of this, Lord, we just come against it and pray, Father. We bind the spirit of lawlessness and murder and violence and hatred and whatever. And we pray instead, loose, God, the spirit of love, and people would have higher standards and ethics and find ways to be able to get work and not default to these types of crimes. And drugs and everything, God, that would be stopped as well. In Jesus' mighty name, we lift these communities, expecting great things to happen because you, God, are greater than anyone in the world.